The Eagles in their burgundy uniforms with white numbers trimmed in gold. Warsaw and home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. Reagan Huss needs to tie her left shoe. And so she will do that, and it'll be Bricker to jump it up against Tora Holler. With Warsaw going from near to far, from west to east, here in the opening half of play. We're ready to go, and the Lady Tiger Tournament Championship game is underway, and right away we're going to have a held ball as Bricker tipped it back, and it was Knitter and Kaiser who got tied up, and they will jump it up. And this time Columbia City wins the tip, and they've got the ball, and right away Warsaw comes out in a 1-3-1 half-court trap. This is Holler. Oh, she threw it inside and threw it away, out of bounds. Looking inside for Claudia Strack on a backdoor cut, and it was well covered by the Lady Tigers. The pass was off target, and Warsaw has the ball for the first time in a scoreless game. Neely across the line, Columbia City in a man-to-man defense. Neely to the left wing, out to Huss, now to Bricker, to Zartman, now to Bricker. Bricker down the left side of the lane, spins into traffic, triple teamed. Now she'll lob it in the right corner to Huss. Back to Zartman for a wide open 22-footer, and it's good. Zartman with her 13th three-pointer of this tournament. And Warsaw has the early lead. Across the line, they lob it for Tora Holler. Back across to Tonkel. Tonkel pressured at midcourt by Zartman. Picked up her dribble, slips it to the free throw line for Knitter. Now back out for Knitter. She'll hand off for Sola Holler. Out of the near corner for Tonkel. Tonkel is trapped. Lobs across to the foul line. Open jump shot by Knitter. No good. Bank no good. Rebound Sola Holler. And they get a reload. Tonkel lost the handle on it. Picks it back up at the free throw line. Sola Holler back to Tonkel for a three. It's rimming no good. And Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. Alexis up the near side of the center circle. Down the right side of the lane all the way to the block. Puts up and no good. Rebound to Kaiser. Back out to Bricker. Wide open three-pointer. No good. Off the mark badly. And the rebound's grabbed by Tora Holler for Columbia City. Quick pass in the near corner. Sola Holler for a three. It's no good. Good block out by Warsaw. Bricker's got the rebound. Bricker up the far side in a hurry. Now turns on the extra burner. Lost the ball in the lane. It's still loose, and we're going to have a whistle. And a held ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw. 6:11 left to play opening quarter. 3-0 Lady Tigers. And Warsaw out of bounds. And Neely, who has 21 assists in this tournament, will play it in. Right corner to Bricker. Out to Zartman. Open again for an NBA three. It's rimming. No good. Good blockout by Columbia City. And Strack has the rebound. Tonkel down to the near corner for Tora Holler. Holler dribbling from left to right through a hot pass to her sister Sola. Outside the lane, Tonkel. Backs on Bricker. Shoots up and off balance. Shot and got the roll. Tonkel puts it in. Warsaw's lead is one. There's Zartman for another three at the other end. One pass and bang from the right wing. 6-2 Lady Tigers. Across the line, Knitter. Picks up her dribble, double team, got tied up, lost the ball. Zartman dies for it, couldn't get it. We're going to have another held ball, and the air belongs to Columbia City this time. That's the key. If Warsaw can make it hard out there, it's going to be really hard for Columbia City to stay in this game. Tora Holler to play it in and gets it in to Knitter. Lobs to the lane, Strack got behind everybody and put it up and missed it, but a foul is called against the Lady Tigers. The foul is on Bricker. That's her first. And free throws coming up here for Claudia Strack. Was 1-for-2 in the tournament and came in shooting 59% for the season. And Claudia's first free throw is good. 6-3 Warsaw. And one more coming for the 5'11 junior who came in averaging 6 points a game. She fouled out with 6 points in their first game and had 13 in the second. Second one, no good. Huss the rebound for Warsaw. Neely up the right side to Bricker. Bricker, stop and go move in the corner. Huss, left corner, 4-3. Rimming no good. And Kaiser with the weak side rebound. She'll dribble it out of there. Circle to the free throw line and back out to Bricker. And Warsaw will reorganize. Bricker down the lane all the way to the basket. Put it up. Wouldn't go in. Kaiser another rebound. Bricker on 8-footer. That's no good. And Bricker starts out 0-for-3. 6-3 Warsaw. We play 3 minutes. Tonkel. bangs down into Kaiser. Lost the ball. It's loose. Zartman dives for it and grabs it. And she's going to be tied up. And it's going to be a held ball, and this time the air belongs to the Lady Tigers. Reagan Robinson will come to the scorer's table and check in. And Bricker's coming out with 4:45 left to play here in the quarter. And Jocelyn acted like she knew that was coming. As soon as Reagan went to the scorer's table, Jocelyn started walking to the bench. Now Neely on the drive to the right elbow. Kicks it across to an open Robinson. Robinson with space didn't shoot it. Huss on the weave, hands off to Neely on the right sideline. She'll drive it in and throw it back out to Robinson. Robinson from left to right down to the corner to Huss. Huss on the weave in the lane. Pull up, 8-footer, rims, no good. And another offensive rebound for Kaiser. In the lane, Huss puts it up. She missed a wide-open layup. It's Kaiser again with another offensive rebound. And a foul's going to be called on Columbia City. Kaiser's got four offensive rebounds, and we haven't played 4 minutes yet. Tonkel with the foul, her first. Bricker back into the game for Huss. Kaiser out, and Kaylee Goheen in for the Lady Tigers. Strack was out for just a heartbeat, and she's back into the game. Jillian Morrow was in for basically one possession. And Bricker will lob it out to Neely. Neely will hand back to Bricker. Bricker, a couple of dribbles, picks up her dribble out top, now to Zartman. Zartman on the drive to the elbow, hands back to Neely on the left. Neely, stop and go move, backed her way in, had the ball knocked away. We're going to have another held ball. This time the air belongs to Columbia City. This is how Columbia City stayed in the game the first time, right? It feels like Warsaw has been the better team for the first 4 minutes and 5 seconds, and yet you look up at the board and Warsaw's lead is 6-3. Tonkel brings it to the line, bounces it up ahead for Knitter, up the baseline, a lean-back shot by Tora Holler, no good. Neely, another rebound for Warsaw. Neely in transition, has no numbers. Right side, Zartman. Zartman off a screen, off another. Hands off low, but it's picked up there by Robinson. In the corner, Neely for three. Rimming, no good. Fought for by Goheen, couldn't get there. Tonkel grabs it. Tonkel races down the middle of the floor, runs into Bricker. Shot it around her. Shot no good. Rebound, Knitter back up with a left hand. And it's grabbed by Goheen for the Lady Tigers. Outlet to Bricker near side. Bricker one on four. Down to the block. Spinorama puts it up and in. She missed some easy ones. That was the hardest one by far. She puts it home for her first two. Quickly down court. Goheen knocks it out of bounds as they try to throw it into Strack down underneath the basket. We have a timeout called by Columbia City. 3:04 left to play here in the opening quarter. On the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard, Warsaw 8, Columbia City 3, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Bricker hits a three, her first of this game, her 14th of the tournament. Warsaw leads 11-8. 35 seconds left to play here in the quarter. Now to Sola Holler, way out top against Bricker. Pressured out by the volleyball line, picks up her dribble, throws it to Kinnear above the volleyball line. Pass down to Morrow, is tipped to the corner and grabbed by Tonkel. Tonkel drives the free throw line, throws it across for Miller. Miller picks up her dribble against Sartman. Her pass the wing is grabbed by Tonkel with Neely all over. Drives the baseline, pulls up for an 8-footer. It's no good. Got her own rebound, though. Turns in the lane against Kaiser. Falling down, throws it over the backboard. And out of bounds. And the Warsaw, a Columbia City fan, screaming for a foul. With 5/10 of a second left, Warsaw can only just play it in bounds. They get it to Zartman, who will throw it the length of the floor. And it hit the side of the rim. After one, Warsaw 11, Columbia City 8 on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard. We'll start quarter two after these words on News Now Warsaw.